ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the most famous words in motorsports with your host, Lugs and the Gas Man. Ladies and gentlemen, start your podcast.
Hey folks, welcome back to another week of Reckoning Racing. This is your host, the Gas Man, with my co-host,
Lugs.
Hey buddy.
How's it going?
So this week, you know what? Let's not talk about that yet. Fans, we want to thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for telling a friend. Please do us a favor. We need your help. We need to get the word out about us. So please tell your friends, your family about us if you haven't. Also, we need your feedback. We want to know, you know, what we need to improve on. What do we need to change? Just your thoughts about the show in general. We would really appreciate some kind of comments on that. Because, you know, it's like, what's our grade? Are we F's? Are we D's? You know, we kind of need to know that so we know how we're doing. So we're not a race hub. We don't have a multi-million dollars worth of budget here. So please forgive us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Log said he's going to build us a new set, though, like what they have whenever we do our YouTube videos, if we ever do.
As soon as I hit that record Powerball that they keep talking about, I'll be sure and do that.
Awesome, thank you. I would actually buy a race team if it was me.
I'll do both. How about that?
Hey, even better. Awesome. Awesome. Maybe we can actually get a hot pass in.
Yeah, there we go.
What's that? I think your girlfriend's calling.
My phone's a little loud. All right. Yeah.
So, again, folks, thank you again for listening to us. And this week, we go on to the high, fast banks of Talladega. But before we do, Lugs and I also want to take a moment and ask you to check our website, WreckingRacing.com. And when I say you can contact us, you can always contact us, WreckingRacing@gmail.com. Check us out, Facebook, Twitter, everything. Instagram, you know, I don't really have many pictures on there, but occasionally. You want to know what Lugs looks like?
Yeah, most of them are candid pictures of me that you creepily take and post.
You're a beautiful man, though. Beautiful specimen.
If you say so.
Yep. So anyway, we got to start this week off with the official beer of Wrecking Race and NASCAR.
All right. Cheers.
Sorry, I ran out of air.
I don't believe that for a second.
They don't call me the Gas Man for nothing. So we're at the high banks, high speed of Talladega.
Yeah.
One of the favorite races, favorite tracks.
That we
go to every year. And, you know, we actually had a fan of ours at the race this week.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, our buddy from Scotland, Dan. So Dan flew into the United States to go to this race. And he enjoyed the race. He liked it, he said, according to what he posted on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
I read your guys' comments back and forth. So, but yeah, Dan, if you got any more insights or thoughts or
any party pictures, you know, like,
let us know. Was there any big surprises or takeaways or things you didn't expect from the weekend?
Yeah. Did it live up to the hype?
Let us know. Yeah. Did it live up to the hype?
Yeah.
So on that
we'll talk about on the air when he messages us.
Yeah. On that same topic though, Gasman, did Talladega live up to the hype? What'd you think?
Oh my gosh. So, I don't want to answer this because you have placed a poll on our Facebook page.
I did.
And what do you know the percentages off the top of your head?
Yeah, I know exactly what it
is. Go ahead and tell us the percentages.
So, 74% voted yes, 26% no.
Okay, that's actually higher than when I looked at it the last time. I last looked at it at 23% no. And I'm not saying if I did or did not vote because I use my regular name and not my stage name.
That's
so
fair.
I did not. Here's the thing is, let's talk about one of the biggest highlights of the race, Stewart Haas domination.
Yeah, absolutely.
I am proud of them. They showed their balls that race.
Good on them. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But the problem is, to me, it kind of made it boring. I really did not feel like there was a lot of passing going on.
I didn't either. I was kind of let down. This wasn't a lot of action.
And here's the deal is that at Talladega, we don't need wrecks.
No, we don't.
If we get them, okay, as part of it, we get it. But to be exciting, we don't have to have the wrecks.
Yeah.
And I get that.
I
like to see some action.
Yeah, I like to see the three wide, you know, three people or four people, four wide, whatever, going for the lead, you know, the outside versus the inside. And it's like, that was never a topic. They tried to build it up and talk about how they were going to try and catch up to him, but
nothing. So are you in the same boat that I am?
Yes, absolutely.
So we're part of that 26%.
Yeah, so we're the minority here, so don't crucify us too much. That's just our opinion here.
Yeah, so back, you know, several years ago, you remember the tandem racing we had?
Yes.
Okay, it was shitty because it was tandem racing, but was it exciting?
It was.
It was actually exciting,
it
right?
It was, yeah.
So we need to find a nice balance between the two, what we had Sunday and what we had back then.
When I read that, I can't remember who it was, somebody posted it and basically said, bring the blades back. Like, whenever Senior won in 2001 yeah. with the big blade on top.
Yeah. I mean, that was fun racing.
Yeah, so you could pass, but, you know, you couldn't get too far out there and
yeah,
run away
with
it.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't keep it very long.
Yeah.
You didn't keep it very long. So, yeah. I agree.
What you got there?
Like Twizzler or something. thanks for calling me out.
Well, everybody could hear that. So.
I wasn't going to talk. I was waiting for you to talk.
But yeah, I don't know, man. I just I was a little let down, and you know, honestly, good on Stuart Haas though, because they played the strategy out. It almost, I mean, it still technically worked for them. They got the win, right? So, bottom line is they came away.
It worked for two of them,
right? But I mean, well, what's the difference? Them getting 1 and 2 versus 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, I'm sure that's what they wanted. But had that last caution not come out, you know, yeah, they were. It was going to be theirs, and it would have been interesting to see what moves would have been made in that situation.
I was disappointed in people not making the moves, and when somebody did jump out of line, nobody went with them.
Yeah,
everybody was status quo, and they're okay with that. I did not enjoy that.
Yeah, so and you know, same thing was in the spring race, man. If you remember, Chase Elliott was saying nobody wanted to move out there and make moves.
Yeah.
And it was the exact same thing, same situation here.
We will not see this next year. I don't think we will. I think with that new rules package, I don't think we will.
I'm glad, personally.
And just to kind of reiterate to our fans who are listening, they're not going to have restrictor plates at Talladega next year.
Yeah, it'll be the tapered spacer when we go back. So, you know.
Although, tomatoes, tomatoes.
Yeah. I mean, it's still going to have a similar effect, but... You know, supposedly it'll have supposed to make a difference. We'll see.
So I feel that it won't be that way next year. But yeah, we shall definitely see. We shall definitely see. So what were some other takeaways that you had?
For me, you know, just the sheer dominance of Stuart Haas Racing. That's the obvious one, right? But you didn't really see anybody else up there consistently.
Penske was up there.
They organized a few times.
Just say Fords in general. Other than the Fords,
yeah.
I mean, you had the two Ford powerhouses, Stuart Haas and Penske.
Yeah.
Other than them, it was kind of a darkness being thrown.
Yeah. Props to Johnson, though, man. He spun.
Yeah, he came back. Where did he finish?
Nailed the wall like 7th or 8th, I think.
Finished 7th.
Yeah.
Yeah, finished 7th.
And then came
yeah.
back for that. Yeah. So props to him. That was surprising.
I thought because when he hit the wall a little bit, I thought he was pretty much done.
So the other big takeaway is what everybody seems to be talking about. Should they have thrown a caution for that last wreck?
Yeah, so I'm glad you bring that up because I have notes here to talk about that. So here's my opinion, my personal opinion, okay? No expertise here or anything like that. I think they called it right.
I do too.
So... We should always have a situation where we try to run green as much as possible.
Exactly.
Hit the checkered, everybody slows down.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's under control, I mean, mm-hmm. except for maybe at the finish line, but past the finish line. This was on the backstretch.
Right.
Plenty of time at Talladega to get slowed down, be careful. Spotters saying, hey, watch out. It was mm-hmm. like that. I don't think safety was an issue, so therefore I am okay with them letting it go.
Right. Had you know, one of the drivers been tumbling... You know, through the infield
sure,
or something
sure.
like that, I think they would have thrown it, obviously. Sure. But that's the call that they made, that there was no serious imminent danger. No one seemed to be in serious jeopardy, so they didn't throw it. And, you know, I think it's one of those situations, damned if you do, damned if you don't, on NASCAR's part. Because if they'd thrown the yellow, then everybody would have been pissed off saying, why didn't you let it, you know, finish out? But here we are on the other side of the fence where they did, and everyone's chastising them about not throwing the yellow. So it's, you know.
NASCAR can never win with their fans.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, and you know, crybaby, excuse me, Kurt Busch, I guess I see, crybaby, that's his brother.
Yeah.
So I guess I see his perspective, you know, because obviously he wants to win. And he knew that if that flag was thrown, he would have won the race.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't. You can't rely on that. So had it played out how we all wanted it to play out, which is green the whole way anyway, he would have been out of gas regardless.
Yeah, and
so you can't count on that. It kind of seemed like he was counting on that.
I think most drivers have been burned by, you know, fuel mileage racing, at some point. Yeah, it's part of it. It is.
We've seen Paul Menard win at Indy, didn't we?
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, I know that's one of your, like, most nightmare moments of your life.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, yeah, definitely racers benefit from that, and then some racers don't. But, you know, Kevin took the safe approach, and he went in, I guess.
Yeah. And on the flip side, Blaney didn't. I mean, he was able to make it to pit row, but he ran out coming to the green, and now he's, you know, in a pretty big points hole going into Kansas.
And actually, man, there's so much to take away points with this race.
Yeah.
So let's talk about points real quick.
Okay.
So who's currently below the cutoff?
So as of Talladega, Brad Keselowski, Ryan Blaney, Kyle Larson, and Alex Bowman.
Okay. Is there a chance of any of those four advancing just by racing?
That's a tough one.
So
with the stage points, yes.
Technically,
I'm going to say yes.
Okay, technically, Keselowski, Blaney, and Larson are all capable of pretty much making it to next round racing.
Roll out Larson and Bowman.
I'm saying technically.
Yeah.
Technically. Now, do you really feel that way?
Yeah.
No, I really don't. I feel that the only person that maybe could race their way in would be Keselowski.
Well, and Blaney's only 4 points back. So, but the problem is everybody that's in the top eight currently are going to be racing on the defense. They're going to be protecting those stage points on Sunday. So, can it be done? Yes, but it's going to take a big error on someone else's part that's inside the top eight.
Okay, so talking about that there, Lugs, who do you think is going to be left out?
If there was going to be a flip-flop?
Or maybe you don't think there's going to be a flip-flop. In your opinion, looking at that list in front of you right now, who's going to be the four left out?
Man.
Put you on the spot.
Let's see. Yeah, I haven't even looked at the points, really, so.
I think, this is me talking, I almost think Keselowski's going to make it in and Bowyer's going to fall out.
Actually, that's kind of what I was thinking, man. And I could see Keselowski going out there and winning.
I want Keselowski to make it because I haven't made it. On my list.
And I would say Larson has a shot at winning it if he didn't have such a terrible car at Talladega. He was very vocal about that. We'll talk about that later. But I'm sure you probably heard about how he was expressing his discontent with the quality of car he had at Talladega. So that makes me wonder, what are they in a bad slump here, or what's the car going to be like at Kansas? Because traditionally he's been pretty decent at Kansas and,
correct,
you know, could potentially win in advance. But again, that's when your back's against the wall and the odds are stacked against you, you've had a bad car a couple weeks. I don't know if I think that's feasible.
I'm actually looking more forward to Kansas than to Talladega.
Yeah.
Yeah, based on this. Based on the excitement we've seen at the Roval and, like, positions changing constantly, I'm kind of curious on how it's going to play out.
So you're going to call it now. Bowyer slipping out. Keselowski slipping in. I'm going to say the top eight right now, that's how they're going to advance after Kansas.
Okay.
No changes.
Okay, so if it stays the way it is right now, I predicted Blaney, Larson, and Bowman all get knocked on this round. I predicted three of the four. I want you to know that.
Okay.
Because my race at Talladega results were sucky.
Yeah.
At least we
should definitely talk about that.
At least points, I'm kind of spot on almost. The only thing I have Logano to get knocked out. Obviously, he's pretty safe.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's got a plus 39. So
now, I have Keselowski making it to the next round. So it actually worked in my favor. Well, I have Bowyer going to the next round, too, so.
Either way,
Yeah.
So. Well, it's better than my bracket. I have, I have Kurt Busch, Chase Elliott, Almirola, and Clint Bowyer not advancing. And clearly, two of those have won and are moving on. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I still have Hamlin going on to the round of eight, so that's clearly...
I do, too. I'm with you. I had Hamlin going to the round of eight as well.
Yeah, but I don't know. So we'll see, but I don't, you know, maybe we'll get some excitement out there in Kansas, but
maybe something weird will happen, such as maybe Logano will break a ball joint before they take the green.
Yeah.
I mean, you really have
it's
no
true.
Clue.
Yeah,
anything, what
might happen. It's the awesome thing about this sport is anything can happen.
Yeah. So going back to Talladega, let's talk about our picks from last week.
That's what I was going to say. Okay. Well, so go ahead. Tell us about your picks.
So my picks looked really good about lap 180 or whatever. It was like, what, 188 laps?
Yeah.
So about lap 180, my picks looked pretty decent. And then by the time the race finished, it looked like shit. Pure shit. I had a Keselowski and Buescher. Keselowski finished 27th and Buescher 24th. Or 21st with my average of 24.
So what happened to Keselowski? Because he was up there with Logano.
He was in that wreck at the very end, wasn't he?
I never saw him in it. Not say he wasn't. I never saw it, but it's hard to see. And
my assumption based on his finish is that he was in that wreck.
He was up there with Logano, and then they got disconnected. Logano was able to stay up there, and then I never saw Keselowski again. But... my picks, I had Stenhouse, he came home third, and then Logano, he came home fifth. So that's
you had a really good average.
That's a pretty good average.
So you lucked out. You lucked out.
Oh, luck, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've seen your bracket. It's all luck. Your bracket's your true colors. You kind of failed at that.
Oh, yeah. Let's just rewind to when we started this bracket. You know, okay. Estimation, because none of us knew, and we're all talking about how we were taking shots in the dark. So don't say you got skill.
I might
now
be part clairvoyant, maybe not fully clairvoyant, but part clairvoyant.
Whatever you say.
Ah, funny.
Did you hear about this though? Still talking about Talladega. Sure. Almirola actually had a lug nut penalty. I didn't see that till today.
I didn't hear anything about. Oh yeah, no, I did. I did. It was. They said it was a very minor infraction.
Yeah.
So talking about penalties, what else came out today?
Larson had an infraction.
10 points.
I didn't see what the points
it was
were.
It's 10 points. For
something about damaged vehicle improperly repaired or
something.
Something
like that.
Yeah. So they used metal fasteners and you can only use tape or. I don't know. I didn't.
Yeah, I don't 100% know that either.
Jayski didn't show a lot of information on it. They just gave the rule book ruling, and that's like a foreign language to
to most
your
of
typical
us. Layman,
fans. So.
Put it in layman's terms, please.
Yeah.
What'd you think about Bubba and him not having a backup car and how big of a risk that was?
That was a pretty big risk.
It's all money again, man. It's all
sad.
Comes down to money.
It's sad for petty motorsports to have... that big of a gamble.
Did you know they auctioned off Bubba's Daytona car?
I did.
To help pay bills and stuff?
Yeah.
I guess I didn't realize that.
That tells you how hurting that organization must be.
Yeah, so we talk almost every week about sponsorship, money, dollars. We've had many people on the show talk about it. It is so disappointing to see so much being influenced by the dollar. I know that's the way the world turns, but... it's just disappointing to see so much influence or lack of influence they can have.
Well, two of the main sponsors of that car is Medallion Bank, the owner is part of the co-owner of that organization, and Petty's Garage.
Yeah.
So that tells you right there, you know, they're forking in their own money on it, which is unfortunate. But supposedly, I think I saw it's on Twitter or somewhere, Bubba said, you know, they've got some things in the works. And they knew 2018 was going to be a difficult year. I guess some of their equipment this year was a little bit aged, even though it was a new car. They admitted they didn't have the funding, and that 2019 they're saying is going to be a better year for them. So we'll see.
I hope so, and I seen that as well. They were kind of expecting this to become a wash kind of year.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple, well, it's probably been a month or so ago on one of the shows I talked about Bubba being in the top 50 most marketable athletes.
Yeah.
When's that going to come into play, though? Markable means pulling in sponsors.
Well, but think about it. They've had quite a few different sponsors. They've had the Worldwide Technology Firm. They've had the Air Force. They've had STP, which, I mean, granted, that's been with the organization for decades. But they've had some new sponsors there. They just haven't, you know, Eckrich Click Farms, and Click and Close. There's been a lot of sponsors associated with it. They're just not, they don't seem to be consecutive races or.
They're not big permanent sponsors. Yeah. They're just, races here and there.
But
so.
They are pulling in sponsors, so.
I know he just got some kind of, what was the name of the earplugs or the headphones him and Chase both just got signed with?
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, so him and Chase, I think it was last week, got signed with the headphones company. Now I can't remember the name of it. Sorry, folks. I apologize not being prepared for that. I thought for sure Lugs would know that.
I didn't. Maybe I'm going to have to Google it now.
Maybe I can do that while you're talking.
So we'll talk about, I guess, some ratings next. Ratings compared to last year's Talladega, actually ratings were flat, they said. Really wasn't much of a change, so I guess that's good and bad. The only thing I don't know there is this year's race was on NBC. I'm assuming last year's was as well, but regardless, at least it wasn't.
At least it was on a big network or downturn. And not, one of the substations. And it was Aftershocks is the name of the company that signed Bubba and Chase.
Oh, okay.
I seen them post videos on Twitter, them like working out and stuff, saying, "Hey, I'm using my Audio Shocks and stuff."
Gotcha. And then also this weekend's on NBC at Kansas. So another.
Oh, nice, nice, good.
Yep.
Good.
Yep.
Trending in the right direction, folks. Keep it up.
Yeah.
Keep it up, NASCAR. So Larson's penalty, did that have much of an effect on his points, you think? Or you think it's going to come back to haunt him, make it into Kansas? Or you think at Kansas it's either win or not?
It's win or nothing.
So regardless, it did?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not. No.
I
he's
got to
go in there and have a flawless race and go home with the trophy. That's the only way. And if he does do that and he somehow continues and makes it to Homestead, then everybody else needs to watch out because we all know how good Larson is at Homestead, but how many years have we seen now? He just has a rocky road to get there.
Yeah, so I've seen all kinds of memes today on Facebook, the internet in general, of when the playoff starts and it shows like someone like running into a wall, it talks about Larson.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like somebody falling flat on their face, so it's kind of funny. But I mean, it's kind of true because he's kind of proven himself to kind of just lose focus.
But, how much last year we saw it, right? It was a lot of mechanical issues, how much has this contributed to Chip Ganassi Racing? And does Larson, when his contract's up, does he need to start looking elsewhere? What would you do if you were him?
Ooh, man. Ooh. He'd be a big name to go after.
But to me, I almost see that happening because. Can you look me in the eye right now and tell me that Chip Ganassi Racing can win a championship?
No, I can't. But I can look you in the eyes because you're beautiful.
That's so weird.
But no, I agree with you, Logs.
If
Ganassi's not proven themselves.
No, if Kyle Larson wants to win a championship, he needs to move to another organization.
So who? Where?
Well, I can tell you where I'd like to see him go.
You probably want to see him go Hendrick.
But obviously they're not championship material this year.
Not
unless
right
you
now,
want to
but
consider,
they've proven themselves
unless
at
you
least.
Anything's possible, I guess, yeah.
If you want to stay with the Chevy camp, that obviously is the place to go.
Hey, money talks. Look at Stewart. He's a traitor.
Yeah. Yeah. Traitor is what he said. Yeah, but you're right, though. Money does talk. And Ford threw money at Stuart Haas, and guess what? You're seeing the results of that.
And Stuart and Larson are pretty big buddies. I could almost
Larson drove in the World Outlaws car and stuff.
So could you ever see him going in the 41?
Oh, yeah.
Obviously not next year, but down the road.
Or maybe when whoever else gets kicked to the curb next.
Yep.
Boyer or
Almirola. Which, Almirola.
How many memes did you see making fun of Danica Patrick?
A lot. It basically showed her entire career in the 10 car versus Almirola just this year. And it was leaps and bounds
in
better.
Favor of Almirola. Yeah. I've seen that. It's so sad.
Yeah. So, but we're not going to go down that dissing Danica road today. But Yeah, it's just amazing to see the difference there.
So, staying with Talladega, let's talk about the truck race. It goes the other race. There was no Xfinity race this week, but there was a truck race, and that was actually kind of an exciting race.
It was. It was.
Passing, excitement, bumping, banging. And I think part of that is the immaturity with the truck drivers. I think you get the excitement with the truck series because of that partially.
Mm-hmm.
They're all young, ambitious. I mean, like, not scared of anything. You get in a couple of massive wrecks through your career, you start to slow down a little bit. You start to think about things. Mm-hmm. When you're that young, you're just balls to the wall, you know, trying to get that win.
Right. So, to me, that interesting thing about that race was, again, on the last lap where NASCAR decided to call the caution, which I think they made the right call, because Gregson, and you can say this however you want, if you think he threw the block or if he got turned intentionally, but, you know,
Brandon Gaughan thinks.
He hit the wall pretty hard, so I think NASCAR made the right decision there.
Yeah. Did you see what Brandon Gaughan posted on Twitter? I may have shared it.
I did see your share, yes.
Okay. So, for the ones who don't know, Brandon Gaughan basically said that he still thinks Timothy Peters is a douche.
Which, why? Because of what he did to Gregson?
I guess because of what he did to Gregson. There might be some bad blood there that I don't know about.
I mean, you would think there'd be a little bit more, pre-context there. So they had run-ins in the past. I don't know.
I'm assuming they must have. But it's just very interesting to just see him randomly call that out.
Speaking of Brendan Gaughan, he finished 12th in the Cup race. So good for him.
Yeah, you're right. He did. Was number 62? Was South Point Casino?
Yeah.
Doesn't his family own that or something?
I don't know if there's family ties there or not, but he's had an alliance with them for quite a while.
Yeah.
But, you know, overall, I thought the truck race at Talladega was...
Yeah, you had father and son in the truck race. That was really neat.
Yeah.
With Todd and David.
Until Todd crashed out.
Yeah, and that was his own doing. Let's be honest. That was his own doing. He came down and spun himself out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, he looked good. I mean, overall, him and his dad both looked good in that race.
Yeah. And we did see the big one in that race where we did not in the Cup Series. So, just another interesting tidbit there, but let's see what else.
Man, this actually was one of the slowest weeks we've had since we've done this podcast.
Yeah, are you running out of things to say?
I am. I'm actually going to news now, and I don't even have that much news. Okay. So go ahead. You got anything else?
So yeah, before we move on to news, another notable finisher, Regan. Man, another top. Well, top 10 for him. Another top finish.
Yeah, I think he's proven himself to be an underperforming equipment, doing very well.
Yeah.
He deserves another Cup ride.
I think so, man. Like, that, he's really.
He was never that bad. You know, he always did decent for the equipment he was in. He was never in prime equipment for the most part.
Right.
The closest thing he ever got was, what, DEI?
Well, yeah, but he was also a Furniture Row. He got the win at Darlington in the 78 mm-hmm. before.
But again, was that premium equipment at that time? It is now at that time.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, so I'm saying, when has he actually been given a shot with a premium equipment?
No. And
DEI is the closest, and that was on their downhill years.
And that could be argued the same for Justin Allgaier.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So there's definitely some guys that deserve Cup rides, but other guys who are in Cup rides maybe shouldn't.
Like,
but I guess it's all money. Joey Gase.
Yeah, but, I mean...
David Starr?
That equipment, though, I mean, let's be honest, they're probably doing the best they can. That's probably not their driver...
True, very true.
...ability that's hindering them there. But, you know, outside of that, let's... Is there anybody else that comes
Hamlin's
to mind?
I think Hamlin's washed up. I'm going to lay this out there. I'm going to probably piss a lot of fans off right now.
You know, I've been seeing a lot of posts about that. People are saying that Hamlin does not deserve his ride.
Yeah, Where has the performance from Hamlin been? Although FedEx is still backing him, and that's probably why he still has a ride, is because he's got that sponsorship.
So do you see Christopher Bell taking that?
Oh, yeah, easily.
Or Larson going back to Toyota? You know?
Yeah.
I'm going to throw that out there.
Possibly. I mean, money talks.
Yeah.
Money talks.
Yep.
But I don't think Hamlin is up to snuff what he was.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well,
Danica's ruined it. She's wore off on why did I say Danica?
I don't know. Why didn't you?
I was thinking about their little spat that they had. Was it at Daytona?
Denny!
Yeah, Denny! I thought we were
friends,
Denny!
You can't bump me in the turn, Denny!
Yeah, why'd you do that, Denny? We're friends! What was that, like Daytona two years ago?
Yeah,
last year, maybe? Probably more than that. I don't know. But anyway, yeah. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
So it rubbed off on him there, yeah. It's like he hasn't had a good season since. The Danica curse, she touched him.
I still don't know why you said
the Midas touch.
Danica. Okay, well, so, yeah, we can go on to news if you want.
Sure. I have, like, absolutely hardly no news to talk about. But I do have, like, two things. So one thing I have to talk about sponsorships, is Peak is coming to Stuart Haas.
I saw that. Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah, you posted it. That's how I
knew also, they're being a sponsor of the F1 car, too.
I did F1 not see division. That.
Yeah, so not only NASCAR, but the F1 car as well. So that's cool. And then, did you see Dale Jr.'s book is officially available this week? Did you pre-order it?
I have not pre-ordered it. I'm not much of a reader.
I know. I remember you saying you'd only get it if there was an audio book version.
Yeah, so as of right now, no, I have no interest in getting it.
I don't know. Maybe there is. I don't know if there is or not, but I've heard really good things about it. I was actually listening to the Dale Jr. download today, and they were talking about it. So
how was that today?
It's good. I haven't finished it all the way. They have really long podcasts.
Do they?
Yeah, just like us.
Well, this week's going to be a little different, yeah. But yeah, usually.
Yeah, so I have like a 45-minute commute to work, and I still wasn't done. I think I was like halfway done with it by the time I got
home. Awesome. So, folks, that's one way you can listen to us on your way to work. You need something to, you know, kind of pass time when you're stuck in traffic, especially if you live in areas like Chicago or Houston. I lived in both. I know.
Yeah.
It sucks. Listen to us.
Speak from experience.
The other news I have is NASCAR's kind of getting back to its roots.
Are they?
Yeah. There is now an official moonshine of NASCAR.
Oh, yeah?
Sugarlands. Have you ever had Sugarlands moonshine?
Never even heard of it.
Okay, so I've been to Gatlinburg a couple times, and I've sampled several times of their moonshine. So, yes, I have taken it, or I've partaked in some moonshine drinking.
Partaken?
That was my first legal moonshine I ever had.
Hmm.
Not that say I've ever drank either.
So how did
moonshine.
This come about, or where'd you hear this at?
It was all over Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah, so Sugarlands Distillery, official beer, or official
moonshine.
Official
moonshine of NASCAR.
Maybe we should get some and drink on
the
show.
Oh, God.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, well, how about you drink it the first time we do our video
gosh.
For YouTube? How about that? Yeah, you'll just be passed out, slumped over on the... It'll just be me talking.
I slobber myself. Then I'm horrible. That might be our Halloween episode. It'd be that damn scary.
Yeah. There you go, man. If we did it for Halloween, you could wear your ski mask. You'd be dressed up.
Ski mask? I don't have a ski mask. my hockey mask?
We joke about you wearing a ski mask when we do the video.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So
I'm falling out.
We'll do it for Halloween, and you can wear... You don't have to show your, face.
My beautiful, fat, bodacious face.
Anywho, also, I sent you the link, but I want to throw it out there too. Maybe this website will sponsor us. DirectDriverApparel.com. I've never heard of this website before. I saw it on Twitter. Someone posted it. What caught my eye is they have an official Kyle Larson t-shirt that has an image screen printed on the shirt of his car from the Roval.
Yeah.
You know, beat the crap, you know, parts falling off of it and everything. And it, you know, that's on the front of the shirt. And then it has some, what'd the slogan say? I don't remember.
Oh, crap.
Anyways, look that up. And it was just really cool. You know, I don't really see a lot of shirts that have drivers' cars and sponsors all over it. Just beat the crap. But it's kind of an iconic looking shirt, but go check it out.
It says Relentless.
Relentless. DirectDriverApparel.com. And it's not just Kyle Larson. They have like official items.
I apologize. It's absolutely Relentless.
Oh, it's even better.
I forgot the absolutely.
Absolutely. Part. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, but go check it out. They have, you know, they have sponsor or they have apparel for all the teams, whether it's KBM or
Go Fast Racing. Do they have fat guy
racing.
Sizes? Like, do they have my size?
I don't know. You have to look for yourself.
Thanks for helping me out, bud.
Go to the website, Direct Driver. I can't even say it.
So talk about merchandise and clothing. I posted this on Twitter like 2 weeks ago. I can't remember the exact website. But Liz Allison, Davey Allison's old wife.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, so she runs a website selling Davey Allison merchandise. She handles it all herself. So if you order something of Davey Allison, like a shirt, like a retro shirt, she had the hand in designing it. And she's actually the one that packs it from her house and ships it to you.
That's cool.
So support Davey Allison.
Yeah.
You know, as a kid, I was not a Ford fan. I grew up a Chevy guy. It's my dad, you know, coming out. But you know what? I'm a fan of Davey Allison.
Yeah.
So I've thought about buying a shirt. Maybe I will.
Me too.
You know what? If we start doing video podcasts.
We should
start getting random NASCAR, like retro NASCAR shirts and wearing them.
Yeah, just like they did for that one cup race. Yeah.
So we should come up with something.
Yeah.
Because I remember I can try to find my old Dale Earnhardt one. I had a jet black one. You remember that?
Where his
that
face was missing?
Dude, I wore it so much. There's holes all over that thing.
Yeah, and his face like rubbed off.
And I wore an Emmitt Smith jersey, a Mark McGwire shirt, and a Dale Earnhardt shirt. Like at rotation. Those three things back to back to back. Occasionally I throw in a Troy Aikman jersey.
Yeah, I've got some shirts I can bust out too. But yeah, we need to find some outside of what, you know, we traditionally wore. We should do that.
That'd and support, cool. You know, racing of, you know, of the NASCAR guys of all, like, even people we didn't necessarily follow back then.
There was another site that I came across, and I don't think it was, it looked a little shady. It looked like someone was
Chinese
maybe it was that, but it looked like someone was basically screen printing it at home, and they didn't have any of the rights to any of this stuff because they had Alan Kowicki, they had Allison, they had Earnhardt, they had Petty, and it was all old school stuff, but I was none of it was seemed to be actually authentic. So
Nothing against doing, you know, shirts at home, because that's how I do our stuff. So if you want a shirt, folks, you buy it from us. I do it myself.
Yeah, but
I suck. How about that?
Yeah, but we're not using officially licensed and ripping
true.
It off.
True, yeah, that's very true.
We're coming
that's
with our own true. Stuff. But, go check out directdriverapparel.com. Buy something. Tell us how it is. And if you work for Direct Driver Apparel and you want to sponsor a podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll take a free shirt.
Email us.
You don't have to give us money. Just give us shirts.
Yeah, exactly. Email us or message us. Do you want to do picks next? Do you got anything else?
No, we go ahead and do picks. I mean, the only thing I was going to talk about, you know, the next race is Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
We already talked about playoff scenarios. I had notes to talk about that.
Okay, go ahead.
But we already did. So essentially, your bottom three, you know, Larson, Blaney, Bowman, they all have to basically win to get in.
Mm-hmm.
Keselowski can make it in. He's the best chance of making it in by racing. But other than that, everybody else. I mean, your top four, your Harvick, Kyle Busch, Logano, Kurt Busch, all pretty much locked in. So about the only people will be moving in between Clint, Bowyer, Truex, and Keselowski.
You know, one thing I do want to throw out there is look at Truex, though. What a story would it be if he had a parts failure this weekend and didn't make it?
Yeah, no kidding. So he's not going, so you know why? Because for Kansas, that's my pick to win the race.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I was supposed to have first pick this.
Well,
weekend.
Too bad I took it.
Well, I don't have Truex anyways. I got Havoc.
Okay.
Havoc's my pick.
Okay.
My dark horse, my true dark horse. You'll be proud. You know, I'm sticking with the rule. Going with Hamlin.
Okay, so going with the rule too, because you know Hamlin's knocked out, so I give you that. I'm going with Eric Jones.
Jones. All right. Jones and Truex.
Yeah, Jones and Truex, and you have Harvick and Hamlin.
Mr. Hamlin.
Something about the H's.
Yep.
Harvick, Hamlin, and Handys. Hey, folks, how you doing? Don't forget to always email us at wreckingandracing@gmail.com. You can also visit our website, wreckingandracing.com. Lugs, what do you want to throw in there?
Nothing. Just have a good week and message us.
Yeah, absolutely. We love this. Sorry for the short episode, but yeah, let us know how things are going. Thanks.
And the checkered flag waves on this episode. Tune in next week to keep updated on all things NASCAR. Please like us on iTunes and follow us on Podbean. We'd like to hear from you, so reach out to us too at wreckingandracing@gmail.com. Thanks again, and see you soon.